This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know what? You're going to have to bear patience regarding a few things, maybe. They might be an asset or they might not be. The Prophet ﷺ tells us about the masjid, that when you go to the masjid, make sure there is no foul smell coming from you. If you've eaten something strong, eaten garlic. You know, garlic sauce is a condiment that a lot of us really enjoy when you're dipping the right thing in that sauce. Sorry for speaking about it just before we're opening our fast, but it's one of those things. And you dip it, and what happens? Your mouth, you don't realize you enjoyed it, but you go to someone, salamu as you want to open your mouth, and the person is like, oh, you saying salamu alaikum, it's more like smell alaikum, you know? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allah tells us through the blessed lips of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you're coming to the masjid, make sure you've gargled, you've eaten onion or garlic or something strong. If that is the case, and it is, what about if your perspiration is really, you know, on 99.9? What would you have to do? Wallahi, you'd have to ensure that you're smelling good. You know, perfume or something decent or an underarm earlier on in the day, so that when you come, you're okay. You're not harming people with your, what you call a scent, but they might call a stench. And why I say that is because some people enjoy onion, but they don't realize, wow, that was so good. The next person doesn't think the same. So we need to be so conscious of a smell, a foul smell as believers. Imagine if you're harming them with your mouth, with your words, and physically. How would that be? Don't you see that the blessed teachings of Islam are such that we would be the biggest assets to those whom we interact with on a daily basis? Biggest assets. If you pass me on the path by the will of Allah, I will ensure that somehow you have a pleasant experience. May Allah make us that way.